Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome again to another show. You are now on the State of the Green Union. This is episode 22. I'm your host, Tony Smith, and thank you guys for listening in. I love that intro. Get you pumped for listening in. Today's show is called Rocks Washington, and the co-opters are on the run. And the reason why I entitled this show that is because, in fact, the co-opters are on the run. And they are, being dealt with. So that's a good thing. It's always a good thing. So what we're going to do is we're going to go over a few things as Spygate is concerned, because as you know, the Democrats being Spygate collusion with Trump for 2 years now, almost, and nothing has come of it. There's just nothing. It's when he was ambushed by us. So it's a nothing burger, and now the coming home to roost, because now and they are all scared. And no matter what you think about Trump, he is not a deep person. What I mean by that is that he is dismantling the system, but at the time, and so he may be a narcissistic dictator who's trying to pull complete power into the imperial presidency, or he is in fact trying to get rid of the deep state, because nationalist and believe in global governance through not power and have not be the global government, but in fact an arbiter of global government And basically the
World order that Trump basically wants to keep that. And he has to dismantle the global which is what he to be a treaty in treaty form. And he has to look to Congress for guidance on what have you. So for and we're dealing with. So what I want you guys to do denouncing the whole situation as far as the deep state is concerned. I'm going to go ahead and play this clip, and I want you guys to take a listen, and we'll talk about it. And then I'm going to play a clip about how Clapper and all of them are reacting to the whole situation. So let's take a listen.
Basically what's happening, the Trump administration wants to know, when did the surveillance by the Obama administration begin into the Trump campaign? What was the nature of that surveillance? And lawmakers from the, learn a lot more about that tomorrow in the classified media with some folks from the FBI, including FBI Director Christopher Wray. Let me take you to Twitter. The president talking about it at length once again. And he will tell you, he says, look how things have turned around on the criminal deep state. They go after phony collusion with Russia, a made up end up getting caught in a major spy scandal, the likes of which this country may never have seen before. He adds this. What goes around comes around. Now, this amid revelations that informants paid for by the Obama administration were in and around the Trump campaign before and even after the 2016 election. And there are a host of questions here, Bill, like what did former CIA Director John Brennan know about the source of the infamous Steele dossier? Did he mislead Congress when he testified about its use? Did the Obama administration cherry-pick partisan intelligence from that dossier in order to obtain FISA warrants to surveil the Trump campaign? Was the Obama administration also involved in the unlawful unmasking of American citizens in order to disseminate Trump campaign communications throughout the intelligence community? And how about this? Were informants or spies planted inside the campaign? Now, among them, there was one informant who was allegedly, Bill, paid $250,000 by the DOD right before the election. Why? White House officials contend, if true, it would constitute a disturbing abuse of power.
They had spies in my campaign, during my campaign, for political purposes. That would be unprecedented in the history of our country.
Unprecedented indeed. Now, tomorrow, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes and House Oversight Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy will review that classified information you and Sandra were just talking about a confidential FBI source who apparently aided in the investigation into the Trump campaign. Christopher Wray will certainly be there as well. Don't forget the president is in the Empire State today. He's going to be talking about MS-13 and a roundtable. Of course, we'll have live coverage, but for now, back to you. Here's basically...
Okay, so that's the situation that we've got going on. So basically now the Spygate scandal has come to the point to where President Trump can actually seek investigations to where people will go to jail. So Trump is actually very intelligent. And this is another thing everybody needs to understand. Just because rich people think, that doesn't mean they're intelligent and doesn't mean they're smart or savvy. It just means they know how to control. So when they don't have control, what do you think that does? They're trying to figure out a way to get back control. So this is actually brilliant on the part of Trump. If he's even really fighting, this could all just be theater. At any rate, this would be a great opportunity for the Green Party to step up and say, hey, you want to quit dealing with corruption? You want to quit having to deal with Russia collusion and deal with all this crap? You want to stop dealing with that? Vote Green. Come up out of the duopoly. And that's what we've been trying to do. And also there's been co-opters trying to co-opt the Green Party, but we're kicking their asses as well. And they're stupid, and they're not savvy, politically savvy, so they don't know what to do.
So we're just kicking ass all over the place, and hopefully we can maintain these ass whippings that we've been laying out to the deep state as well as the co-opters of the Democrat Party, which is in the oligarchic duopoly. Now, this is former Director Clapper. Now, he was on The View, of all places, Propaganda Central. And what we're going to do is I want you guys to listen to the clip of James Clapper when he's talking to Whoopi Goldberg and everybody on The View. And just listen to pay closer. This is a critical thinking moment, brothers and sisters. This is what this is. It's a critical thinking moment. And I want you to pay close attention to what he says. And just listen to how Whoopi Goldberg even presents the information as it's some great thing. Like, I just don't understand. Can you help us understand it? That's how she presents it. As if the American people are too stupid to understand or understand this surveillance situation. So she presents it in a way that's like, I don't understand. But I want you guys just to listen to it. Just you'll laugh. If you're awake, you'll laugh. So let's take a listen.
National Intelligence, James Clapper, oversaw 16 agencies, including the CIA, NSA, and the FBI. So he's really the perfect guy to help make some sense out of the White House war on the intelligence community. Please welcome author of the new book, Facts and Fears, James Clapper. The new guy seems to have been at war with the intelligence community since he's taken office. Now, whether he's trying to undermine the Russia investigation or threatening to fire Robert Mueller or demanding investigations into, you know, whether somebody has been in his group investigating. I mean, is this having, like, a bad effect on the country?
Well, it doesn't help, in my view. I think we got off to a bad start in January of 17 when we went up to Trump Tower. Undoubtedly my last ever sojourn to Trump Tower, and briefed him on the intelligence community assessment about the Russian interference. And I think his reaction then, it's still the same today, is just can't accept anything that would cast doubt on the legitimacy of his election. And certainly the Russian meddling had that impact. And so the intelligence community is a source of that. You know, we characterize this as Nazis having leaked the dossier, which we didn't do, but anyway, which I called him about,
right,
just to protect. I felt I had to say something for the men and women that toil in the trenches of intelligence every day trying to make this country safe. And so that has continued to this day. And I think, you know, with the informant business, well, the point here is,
well, let me get to
what the Russians doing, and in a sense,
right,
unfortunately, what they were trying to do is protect our political system and protect the campaign.
But the FBI started to look into Trump's ties to Russia in the summer of 2016. And Trump tweeted that this spring, rather, the spying that he claims is spying, other people say it's a whistleblower or an informant. He says that spying is bigger than Watergate. So I ask you, was the FBI spying on Trump's campaign?
No, they were not. They were spying on a term I don't particularly like, but on what the Russians were doing, trying to understand, were the Russians infiltrating, trying to gain access, trying to gain leverage and influence.
So why doesn't he like
what they do?
So why doesn't he like that? He should be happy, though.
Well, he should be.
Right?
I mean, Russia proposed, and this is one of the reasons I wrote my book, was the threat that Russia poses because they are bent on undermining and had a lot of success during the course of the election.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't like the term spy either. I was with the Department of Justice in AUSA, and I think surveil is perhaps the more important word. What about this notion that there was a CI, a confidential informant, embedded in the campaign? Is that true?
Well, as we've seen, informant is now out in the media. And if
and just know this is the same thing happened to Valerie Plame.
capabilities available to them. And what has been described that he did was pretty mild. The FBI particularly draws on, uses informants all the time for law enforcement purposes.
And it's legal.
A very valuable source of information. The FBI has very strict rules and protocols on their usage. And what's bad about this is revelations about this individual. So other informants for the FBI who provide valuable information that keep this nation safe and secure begin to wonder, well, is my identity going to be protected? And what about potential informants who might want to help with the FBI, and what's the impact on them? It's pretty chilling.
You know, the president is a vote machine who now works for fake news. So a lot of people I know, first of all, what was your reaction to that when you first saw that?
Well, the president's calling me a lying machine. Well, okay. What that stems from is an exchange I had with Senator Wyden 5 years ago in March of 2013 about a surveillance program, and he was asking me about one, and I was thinking about another. So I made a mistake, but I didn't lie, so that's what occasioned...
What you're referencing, though, is that when you said, when you were talking about James Snowden blowing the whistle on the NSA illegally spying, and in 2013 when you were asked about it, you said no. So that is a lie. And
it isn't a lie. About something else. Another program. I can get at all the technical details about. He was asking about the metadata program. And the euphemistic way he asked about it, I didn't break the code. Well, I was thinking of another program that we just gotten renewed, Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. And by the way, had I been on the same page with him and understood what he was asking me, I'd have still been in a bad place, because at the time that program was classified. And just on the face of it, I've been trotting up the hill testifying for 20 or 25 years, dozens of hearings, hundreds of questions, and always tried to answer them straight. But gee, just for a change of pace, and this one question, and by the way, do it on live television in front of one of my over.
Intelligence agencies.
The major takeaway from Edward Snowden, and I had a whole chapter on in my book about that, particularly from the government's point of view and the profound damage he has done. And if you're paying taxes in this country today, and for some period of damage he did to our foreign intelligence capabilities, if what he exposed was only about so-called domestic surveillance, I could understand it, but he exposed a lot more. Just the nature of intelligence work, which is secret, it has to be, particularly to protect sources and methods. So that automatically, by definition...
I can't believe a little. He's full of shit. 100% full of shit. Unfortunately, the only one who was actually asking the question was the conservative on Dale Dyer. And he weaseled his way out of it. And then another thing is the Constitution does not allow for secrets. So all of this shit is unconstitutional. And excuse my, because I know some listeners are like, oh, Tony, you can't be cussing, man. I have my kids listening. So I'm sorry if that's, slips out as I'm speaking. But I'm very passionate about these things, and sometimes, the best words are a curse word. Apologize if you listen to it. He didn't answer anything directly, and they don't have power. That you could see it in his face. And if you go on YouTube, I'm sure it's available on YouTube, and just watch his face. And when we get better broadcasting capabilities, we definitely will broadcast what we play for our radio side. We will get the view where you can view.
the euphemistic way he answered it. In other words, lie. So in order to get out of that lie, he had to tell another lie. See how that works? So it's all bull crap, the whole thing. And now Trump has grounds to investigate and kind him in that investigation. You got Trey Gowdy and Devin Nunez. Both of them are going to start bringing hearings and recommending people to grand jury. So we'll keep you up to date as far as this situation unfolding. Going on for the last 2 years straight. And now I think the chickens are home and roost, because Trump's approval rating, he's at 49%. They're big, the polls. So he may even be higher than that. Now, unfortunately, the climate we are in, I have to say that I do not support Trump. Not that I do at all anyway, but, you know, and not how your political ideology lies. You have to call it like it is. And look at the meme reel now. If you're looking at the meme reel, you'll see the WikiLeaks, and you'll see what they're trying to hide. The Robert Mueller Uranium One situation with Hillary Clinton. They're all connected. Andrew McCabe, James Clapper, Jim Comey, they're all got kickbacks. They all swing door of corruption. 7 years of power, you get lazy. And when you get lazy, you get caught. And when you get caught, you have to face the American people. And the American people are pissed off. So for all those people who are like, oh, we got to not vote, not vote. If you think Trump was on purpose, you have not been paying attention for the last 3 years. So good for Trump shaking up Washington, which gives me room to move in and take over the left. Because the Democrats can't contest with Trump, but the Green Party can, because we'll go straight at them with our 10 principles of pillars and our support. So we're duopoly and come out of the duopoly and deal with the Green Party. We have the co-opters on the run. I can't. Within the Green, he was a few years ago. People are, Jill Stein, her reputation is beginning to wane because of her connection with Cobb. Victor Tiffany and Stephen Grumbine, their merger fell through, so they were going to merge, but now they're not. Victor Tiffany was made a fool out of on the Harsh Reality Show. And his political ability is in the tank. Steve Grumbine's political credibility in the tank for his pushing of the MMT cult. David Cobb's reputation is in the tank because of his theft of the 2004 election and never addressing those facts, as his continued co-opting of the Green Party. We've got him on the run. Nobody but morons, and excuse me if I'm calling the moron who don't understand, because if you're involved in politics now, if you are new to politics, you know, you're just new to politics, but if you've been around for a while and you believe in all the crap, you're a moron, because it's easy. It's not hard. It's easy to understand these things. It's the fact if you want to understand is the situation. Now, let me see if I'm going to check and see if we have any body who has posted on Facebook or on Twitter questions. I'm not seeing any. Let's see. But I'm not seeing any comments or anything at this point. So that's the situation as far as the Spygate and Trump and all of the collusion and all of that stuff. So let's conclude. And I'm going to check. Okay, I'm just checking to see any comments, anybody call in. We do have a good number of people listening in, though. And if you want to call in, you can call in at 914-205-5327, and you can speak live. And I will answer your calls, you guys. I know you all email me and get all pissed off and like, you never answer the calls when we call in and all of this and that. But, you know, a lot of times I have a lot of stuff to cover. So, you know, sometimes I don't have time because we only have 45 minutes. You know, ultimately for the show, because anything over 45 minutes, you might as well do a show another time to gain your audience's attention, because, you know, our attention spans, most all of our attention spans are only 45 minutes. Anything over 45 minutes, we get tired of thinking about it and we move on to something else. Others, 15 minutes, 7 minutes, 5 minutes, others' attention spans are. But most intellectuals, attention spans are at least 45 minutes. I mean, a lot of us can hours or what have you. But, you know, real engagement is between 5 and 45 minutes. Real engagement of the audience at the time. So that's why we only do about a 45-minute show. So, you know, call in 914-205-5327, and, you know, you could speak live. So that's the situation we have. We've got people that are going to eventually be going to jail. Hopefully Hillary Clinton eventually goes to jail. The deep state's on the run. They're on their heels, and they're not on the run. They're on their heels. We have to keep fighting. Also, the co-opters are on the run. They can't sink down and co-op. They're on the defense. And when you put the co-opters and put the deep state on the defense, they don't know how to play defense very well. They only know how to play offense. So let's keep us off the defense and keep us on the offense. And to all of those people out there who believe the Green Party is not the party, the Green Party is the party. It is the Federation of Tribes. And while I call them tribes, is because it is your tribe. You're in the city of whatever city you're in, and you have a county Green Party or a city Green Party. That's your tribe. And then from that party, you come together with other tribes or parties locally, and that builds tribe. And all of those state tribes come together to form the Federation of the National Federation of the Green Party. And I call them tribes because that's what they are. That's what political parties are tribes. They bring people together based on common thought processes. And that's how tribes work. And then a lot of people say, oh, we need to put away tribalism. If you put away tribalism, there's no identity. Green Party is an identity. It's a lifestyle. But you got to be a real person in order to understand it. You can't be some sheep who's just going with the flow. You have to be a critical thinker. So obviously the Russiagate thing is false. Obviously it's coming to a head. And we have to understand, you know, this is either theater or Trump is actually dismantling the deep state, their system of global governance anyway, because that TPP was the final nail in the coffin and the global governance would have been enacted. Then from that point, they would have started pushing cashless society through cryptocurrencies and put us all in a cloud and in a blockchain. So, you know, and then they were going to crash the economy too, so that we can have a global currency. So Trump saved us 25 years. He set them back. If you look up on YouTube, look up Lindsey Williams. He's an insider with the globalist elite, and he's their chaplain. And they tell him things, and he expresses that whether Trump is in, he's not in with them, you know, their plan, but he did dismantle their plan and set them back 25 years. That's what he did do. According to Lindsey Williams, who is the chaplain of the global elite. So look him up on YouTube if you don't believe me. I believe we have a YouTube commentary about him. If you look up on our YouTube page, I believe we have one about him there. So, you know, that's the situation. Now, do I support Trump? No. Do the Green News Network support Trump? No. We support policies that he has enacted or dismantled. I don't support anything the duopoly does unless it benefits the cause. So I do not support Trump or the Republican Party or the duopoly. If I had my way, all of the conservatives and libertarians would come over to the Green Party. Because, two, and libertarians and conservatives can put a cap on and great debate. And this grassroots, so may the best ideology win. That's how it's supposed to work, brothers and sisters. Not this duopoly work together against the American people bull crap we've been dealing with for 57 years. But it ends now. This Goodell Newton, who was in Black Show last night, and shout out, you gained a lot from me by putting Constance Goodell Newton on and actually interviewing a candidate worth interviewing instead of interviewing those Democrats. So, you know, shout out to you for that, Tim Black. And Constance Goodell Newton, all she needs is 34% for her for governor because all she needs is 34%. Unfortunately, your sheepdog, Dennis Kucinich, lost to establishment Democrat, as always. So the Green Party is your best candidate. We also have a candidate in Joe Manchin in the 12th District of Ohio. Both in November, Joe Manchin has a runoff election because his rival actually quit his job before he finished his term. So Joe Manchin has a chance to finish his term and then run in November. So please vote for this 7th. And Tina Farley, who is running for Senate in Ohio. All roads lead through Ohio, brothers and sisters. If we can get these green candidates elected in Ohio, that's the domino effect from that point. The entire area of progressives, which is coastal and near the border of Canada, all of those areas are generally progressive areas, and they will domino effect for the Green Party if we can get Ohio to move green, which we are doing a great job in doing that. So let's get everybody to vote for Felina Farley for senator in Ohio. Why does we want to vote her for U.S. senator in Ohio, as well as Joe Manchin for U.S. congressman, House of Representatives? Felina Farley, she is a techie, a tech guru. She has a technology thought pattern, and we need that in the Congress.
being that we are in the digital age. So we need to get her in the Congress. And she understands blockchains, cryptocurrency. She understands all of this stuff and where it's going. So we need someone like that in Congress to raise any alarms that should come up in that regard. And then there are notes. You got Danielle St. John in the 49th District of California. She's running for Congress. You know, we've got a lot of great candidates out there. We've got Kenneth Mejia, who's running for Congress in California as well. So there are a number of great, great candidates who are running for office as Green Party members. All we have to do is vote for them. Wow, what a concept. How simple is that? At any rate, that we're actually winning now, brothers and sisters. We are actually winning now. Now, of course, our outfit has been demonetized. We are being censored, so your donations are imperative at this point for us to sustain where we are and give us room to grow in the face of this censorship as well as our demonetization that Google and all of the other internet ghettos have done. But we will come out of it and we will find other revenue sources. We're looking at different ad revenue sources to try to offset the donations because I know that's a tough thing to get people to donate. But you guys, $5 monthly from 500 people is enough to sustain us and give us room so that we I want to give you guys better, you know, not just a meme reel. You know, I want to be able to show you a video. You know, I want to be able to get our office area together to where we can broadcast professionally from a desk. You know, it's a number of things that cost that we have to get done, and the donations are the first thing we need in order to move that forward. And eventually, you know, from the donations we receive, we'll find other revenue sources in order to keep us growing in the face of all of this. I just want to thank you guys for listening in. We're actually running out of time. I'm looking through. I'm not seeing very many comments or anything. Hopefully, we are live. I have everything hooked up properly, so I don't know why I'm not seeing very many comments on any of the social media that we have or may are not commenting. I have no clue. But I want to, anyways, as far as through Blog Talk, we do have 191, so we want to thank all of you for listening in. So if you, like I said, want to contact us, just call at 914-205-5327. So with that, it looks like this is probably about the end of it. So I want to thank you guys again for listening in. Be on the lookout for our future shows. We also have shows we present like Deb Della Piana and Shut the F Up, as well as her Daily Dose and Think Green. Want to support her, want to support Zune Politicon, the political animal, Holly Seelinger's show. Want to support her as well, Harsh Reality with Harsh Meds. Want to support his show. Trish and Bish, you want to support Patricia and Albert's show. They have an awesome show. You want to support Furious George. He has a great show as well. Want to support him, and we broadcast all of those shows as well. Also, we're going to start rebroadcasting Tim Black's stuff since he's come back green. We also try to carry same progressive stuff as well. So just check out our page on YouTube and all of our social media. We have all that information available for you. So without further ado, hang in until we meet again at the appointed time. Have a good afternoon, everybody. See you later. I'm sorry.
I was killed!